Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bet, continuing with our analysis of the first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Brachot, Ketzad Mevarchim, dealing with the issue of Birchot HaNehenim, the Brachot said before food. I pick up at Chutz Min HaYayin. So wine is the only fruit of the tree, as it were, that has a special bracha, Brei Pri HaGafen. Maishna Yayin, why does Yayin have a special bracha? If it's because it's something that's become improved over its original product, Ishtani LeBracha, so it has a different bracha. For a shemen, think about oil. Ishtani LeLuya, it's better than the olive. For Ishtani LeBracha, and the bracha is the same. Why do we know the bracha is the same? So it goes back to Bavel and to Eretz Yisrael. Shemen Zayit Vachin Alav Brei Pri Eitz. You say Brei Pri Eitz on Shemen Zayit, even though you say Brei Pri Eitz on the olive itself. So Amri and the Beit Midrash, they answered, Hata Mishum Delo Efshar, because there is no other bracha to say. Hechi Nivrich, what bracha should we say? Nivrich Brei Pri HaZayit? We don't have such a bracha. Why? Because Pei Re Gufa Zayit Dikri. A Zayit not only means the olive tree, it also means the olive. So you can't say the oil is the fruit of the olive. So why do we say he creates the fruit of the olive tree? So that is a possibility. So the tentative answer that Marzutra gives is that wine sustains you. Besides elating you and tasting good, it sustains you. Oil doesn't. Is that really true? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah in the Darim. Hanoder min amazon mutar b'mayim v'melach. If a person says, I am taking a neder that I'm not going to have any mazon, sustaining food, he's allowed to drink water and eat salt. Those are the only things that are not called mazon. Everything else is called a mazon, which means that olive oil sustains you. So, maybe this whole position that we have with the neder is at odds with Rav and Shmuel, Damri and Vachim Rav Brim Mizonot, Elam HaChamesh Tamin Mivad, because they said that we make the bracha borei mine mizonot, which by the way does not show up anywhere in the Mishnayot. We only make that bracha on the five grains, and according to the Mishnah and the Darim, it should make it on everything. From Rav Huna, Ba'omer Kol Hazan Alai. So Rav Huna said, what does the Mishnah mean? Not mazon, but if you say Kol Hazan, anything that sustains is also to me. Okay, so we answered the question. Borei mine mizonot is for particular kinds of things that come from the grains. Things that are zan is a much wider group that just excludes water and salt. But that means that olive oil is zan. Alma mashcha zayin. Ella, we have rather the following. Chamra soid. Wine fills you. Mashcha lo soid. So wine has several components. One is it's an improvement over its original product. Second of all, it sustains. And third of all, it fills you. V'chamer misoid, since when does wine fill you? V'harava v'shati chamer komali yom adepischa kechad nigrar liber v'echo matzat fei. Rava used to drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach, so he'd have a real hunger for matzah that night, so which means wine doesn't fill you. The answer is tuva gar. If you have a lot of wine, you become hungry. Porta soid, if you have a little bit, it fills you. Misoid klal, since when does it fill you at all? The pasuk in Tehillim Kuftalad contrasts wine with bread, that wine elates you and bread satisfies you. The anamadu side, chamelo side, so it's the bread that satisfies you, not the wine. Ella chamre ipetarti. The answer is wine has all sorts of things. Has these two things. Soid umasameach. It does satisfy you and it elates you. Nama misad soid smuchil umasameach. The bread only fills you, doesn't elate you, so that's why bread is the one that gets called soid. And yisad levamenosh. And wine is the one that yisamach. So why don't we say three brachot after wine, if wine has everything that bread has plus? The answer is, lo kavi inshi sudatayu lave. People don't make their meal around wine. So in other words, bread was made to be the focal point of berkat hamazon, the catalyst for berkat hamazon, because that's what people make their meal around. What if you make a meal around wine, meaning you sit and the wine is your main repast? So let Eliyahu come and tell us if that's called a kviyu. Tashtami abatla datay tukoram. In the meantime, he is very marginalized relative to everybody else's behavior, so we don't accept it, and you do not make berchat hamazon in that case. Okay, go from Rav Yudon Rashmua. V'chen Rav Yitzchak Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayit v'chen alav Repriyates. Back to the Shemen Zayit. We explain what the difference is between Shemen Zayit and Yain, and why Yain has its own bracha. But now here's the problem is, Hechidami, how are you eating the olive oil that you're making a bracha? Eim nekashati le, if you're drinking it, azuki mazik le, it hurts you. The Tanya, shot the Shemen shol Truma, mishalim etakamen, mishalim etachomesh. If you drink Truma wine, Truma oil, and you're a non-Kohen, you only have to pay the value, not the Chomesh, because it's like destroying Truma. You didn't get any benefit. Hasach Shemen Shel Truma, if on the other hand, you rub it on you, then Mishlem Etakar, Mishlem Etachomesh, then you have to pay both. So it can't be that you're drinking the Shemen Zayit. That's not called devouring properly. So you wouldn't make any bracha. Elad Ka'achelai Depat, it must be that you're eating it with bread. So Yachi, Yavad Epati Karbavik Vutafel. If that's the case, then the bread is the main thing, and the olive oil gets no bracha because it's secondary to the pot. Utnan, we'll see a Mishnah later in our paragraph. Anytime you have something that is the main thing, and along with it a secondary thing, you make the bracha on the main thing, and the secondary thing comes along with it. You must be drinking it with one of these medicinal drinks, these anigron. We have a tradition that anigron is some sort of a beet juice. Ansigron, maya de kulu shalki. Ansigron is another thing, which is the waters of any sort of boiled vegetables. Alright, so you're drinking it with that. Imken havele anigron yikar v'shemen tafel. We act to the same problem, that the anigron is the main thing, and the shemen is just coming along with it. Same problem. Must be a case where you have a throat ache. On Shabbat, you can't put oil into your throat because that's a refuah. You can put it into the anigron and drink it, so it's a kind of way of getting around the problem. Alright, so if that's the case, the only way that we could construct the case where you're ingesting olive oil, and it's the main thing you're doing, and yet it's not called nezek, is when you have this throat ache. So pshita. So then it's obvious that we make the bracha. Because here's what I would have thought. I would have thought that since you're doing it to heal yourself, there's no bracha made. Since you get hana, you make a bracha. And indeed, that's our practice with medicines that are pleasant tasting. We make a bracha. Okay, kimcha dechiti. What do we do with if someone were to eat wheat flour? Let's see what this machlokut's about. Amar Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav turns to his Rebbe, who said Shakol, and says, "Lo tiflo galid Rav Yehuda. Don't you disagree with Rav Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel kami kevate. Shmuel, who is his Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, agree with him. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Yochanan, Shem Azan Rachin Olam Bray Priyaitz. He got that from the Bray Priyaitz ruling. What do we see? Alma Alpha Gavdi Ishtani Miltekai. Even though it changed, just like wheat flour changed from its original wheat in the stalk." Miltekai, it keeps its own bracha. Hanami Afagav Dishtani, Miltekai, same thing here. So mi dami, you can't compare the two, was Rav Nachman's answer. Hatam late le'eluya acharina. In the case of the olive oil, it can never get better than just becoming olive oil. Hacha it le'eluya acharina b'pat. But here, the wheat flour is improved on just wheat, but it's not yet reached its final improvement, which would be bread. So the challenge is, so just because it hasn't reached its ultimate potential, you don't say if you have a raw gourd or you have barley flour, you say shakol. So my love, the chidi brei adama, doesn't that prove that if it's wheat flour, you'd make brei adama? Lo, the chidi nami shakol nevro, even wheat would be shakol. Shvinin the chidi v'chol shkede, sorry. So why doesn't he mention that wheat flour is shakol, then alo kavachor, barley, which is less eaten by people, is shakol? The answer is, yeah, shvinin the chidi, Hamena hanimila dechiti. I would have thought that's only wheat. Oh, sorry, loli v'chalei klal. Barley flour, you might not make bracha at all, because not human food. Kamash malan that you do. Umigar melech v'zamit. Why is that any different than salt? Tenana melech v'zamit v'rasha kol niyabivaro. So you say a bracha on that. So sometimes you'll throw it into your mouth, but to go along with other food. Barley flour is bad for your digestive system. That even though it may hurt you once you eat it, nonetheless, since you enjoy eating it, you're getting hanah from eating it or chewing it or crunching on it, therefore you have to make a bracha. Okay, korah. Korah seems to be the heart of palm. Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Priya Adama Shmuel Amar Shakol Niyav Rosa. Rav Yehuda disagreed with his rabbi here. Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Priya Adama, because Peirahu, he says the fruit, Shmuel Amar Shakol Niyav Rosa, who el v'sofol ha-hakshot. Because if left to itself, it would get too hard to eat. Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinina. So Shmuel called Rav Yehuda by this nickname, Shinina. Kavatach v'stabra, I think you're right. That's nun sofol ha-hakshot, a radish will eventually get hard. We still say Bar Priya Adama when it's edible. Velohi, and we reject Shmuel's acceding to Rav Yehuda. It's known not to inshi adai to the puglo. When people plant radishes, they plant them for the radish. That's why you make Bar Priya Adama. Dikol, not to inshi adai to the korab. When people plant the palm tree, they don't plant it for the hearts of palm. That's incidental. So now you're giving me a new principle, which is that you only make the ideal bracha, meaning not the shakol bracha, on something that was the part of the original intent of its planting. So when it's not the thing it was planted for, we don't make the specialized bracha? For a tzlaf, think about a caper bush. They planted for the flower. On two of the parts you make adama, two of the parts you make prayer eitz, but you make a bracha on everything, including the parts that weren't the main intent. People plant the caper bush for the flower and the fruit. Diko, not the inshi adai to the kor, but they don't plant a palm tree for the hearts of palm. V'afagav v'kalsa Shmuel Rav Yehuda, ha'il chatak Rav Shmuel. And by the way, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda and said it should be Bar Priya Adama, the halacha is like Shmuel that you make shakol yivro on hearts of palm. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Now Rav Yehuda quotes Rav. Slaf shal orla b'chutz laretz. Now we've got the caper bush. It's in its first 3 years, and it's in chutz laretz where orla is drabanan, is halacha, not the oraita. Zorekata avionot v'chalta kafrisin. So you throw away the main big fruit, but you can eat the capers. Remember the avionot pera kafrisin la pera. So you can tell me that the avionot are fruit, but the capers are not. Meaning, I'm going to spell halim v'ala tomorrow to my prepare them. I'll avionot kafrisin my prepare to make my prepare on both of them. So the answer is who the Amak Rabbi Akiva? He was following Rabbi Akiva, did not Rabbi Elazar Omer. Slaf mitaser tonot ravionot v'kafrisin. You have to give maser from all three of those, just not the leaves. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein mitaser el avionot bivad. Only the avion is the only part of it that gets maser. Neshu pri. Implying that the rest of it is not a pri, and that's why you'd say shahakol on that. V'nei malachak Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't you just say alachak Rabbi Akiva? Yimar alachak Rabbi Akiva, man afilu ba'aretz. I might think that even rules like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, legabei orla, kamashlan, kolon kabaretz, alachak moto b'chutz laretz. That we have a rule that if somebody has the lenient position about orla in Eretz Yisrael, we follow his opinion in chutz laretz. Ba'aretz lo, but not in Eretz Yisrael. V'nei malachak Rabbi Akiva chutz laretz. So why didn't he just say alacha follows Rabbi Akiva in chutz laretz? I'll make a lot of alachim atobachutz laretz because that rule. Yamarachi av meina ani mili gabi maaser ilana. I might have thought that's only true about maaser from trees. Alright, it's gufmin arbanan. It's all darabanan, even Eretz Yisrael. It could be orla of arutz mi doraita, but orla, which in Eretz Yisrael is doraita, and machutz laretz nami nigzor. Maybe we should be gozer, even chutz laretz, and take from the kafrisin. Kamash maran, that we don't. That's why he had to say it the way he did. Ravina ashkachem amar ravashi de kazarik av yonot v'kaachel kafrisin. So Ravina found Mar Rav Ashi, who was throwing away the avionot but eating the capers. Amar Madatech, Rabbi Akiva the Mekel. You think that we follow Rabbi Akiva who is lenient? Well, I'm in Arkav Beit Shammai to Mekilit Feis. If so, why don't you follow Beit Shammai who's even more Mekel than none? Slaf Beit Shammai Rim Kilayim Bekerem. Beit Shammai says that slaf is considered to be a wrong mixture in a karam. In Elamrim, en kilay mekarim. Elavim modim shechayav ba'orla. They agree it's chayav ba'orla. Hagufa kasha martzlap et shemarim kilay mekarim. If you say it's kilay mekarim, alam min yerekus. You see, it's a vegetable. It's not a fruit. Hatani, elavim modim shechayav ba'orla. Then they agree that you're chayav ba'orla. Alam min ilanhu. Halakash, Beit Shammai is fukim asafkilu. Beit Shammai is in doubt about what its slaf is. They're machmer both ways. You have chayav in orla and yetz kilay mekarim. So that means that according to Beit Shammai, the whole tzlaf, the whole caper bush is sofik orla. That in Eretz Yisrael we say it's asur, if it's a sofik orla, because sofik doraita. There's a Mishnah in orla. In Surya, which is kind of questionably Eretz Yisrael, it's mainly a sugi in Gittin and several other places, then it's mutar, meaning if somebody gave it to you, you can eat it. And in chutzlart, you can actually go and buy it as long as you don't see the guy picking it. Rabbi Kiva Mokom Rabbi Lazar, the answer is that to pick Rabbi Kiva over Rabbi Eliezer, that's a reasonable match. That's why he said, Alach Rabbi Kiva. Beit Shammai, Mokom Beit Hillel, the Mishnah, but to rule like Beit Shammai in place of Beit Hillel, that's nothing. And therefore, he couldn't been make it like Beit Shammai, so Rabbi Rashi was throwing away the Avionot, but eating the Kafri scene. Like Rabbi Kiva. Typically, not so Shomer Lepri. Why don't we just say that the reason that the Kafrisin should still be also because they surround the Avion. And as a Shomer Lepri, they're also Rachmana Marva Altem Orlato Et Piryo, you shall define this pri as orla, and the et is hatafela priyo, mighty or shomer the pri. That means not only the pri, but that which guards the pri is considered orla. So even if kafrisin are not a fruit, they're shomer the pri. Amarava hechamin nasa shomer the pri. When do we call it a shomer the pri? Hechad the iter emtolish ben mechubar. That's only if it's connected to the fruit, when the fruit's on the tree, or when the fruit is picked. Hacha mechubar iter betolush leita. Here, once you pick it, it's gone. If you have a rimon, you want to know whether it's big enough for tumat ochlin, the pitam, it's the opposite of the stem, the little thing at the front, is mitzaref, and the nates, which is the stem, is not mitzaref. So we see the nates is not food. We see that the nates is chay borla. Right? When is it a shomer lapri? If it's there when the fruit becomes ripe. The caper falls off or disconnects when the avion is mature, is ripe. Any Nachman Ravua Mitchale de Orla Asiri, Hovanasu Shomer Lapri. He says He pointed to the mitchal in a pere. These are like the things around a date that cover up the date. If they're orla, they're asur. Hovan asur shomer lepri because they're shomer lepri. Veshomer lepri ematavi. When's that? Bechufa. That's when the date is very small. Karlei shomer lepri, which means your rule that says a shomer lepri is only a shomer lepri if it's there when it becomes mature. That's not true about this stuff. Nachman Sover like Rabbi Yossi. The answer is he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Yossi Omer Smadar Asur Bnei Shu Pri. Smadar, which is very immature grapes, or Asur, because already a pri. And therefore, he holds that even a fruit that's immature is already called a pri, and therefore, if it's a shomer at that point, it's already asur ba'ola. Pri rabban alei, the rabban disagree with him. Ma'adgav shimon ardeya. Vishar, ilami pli rabban alei, since when did the rabban disagree with him about other trees, including, critically, our caper? There's a Mishnah in Shvit. When do you have to stop cutting trees in Shvit? But shomamim kolei lanot mishiyotziu. Whenever they start putting out fruit, all of these are shiurim of when they start to show signs of putting some fruit out or leaves out. Rav Asi, who boser, who garua, who pull alavan. Ravasi said, Boser in grapes, same as Garu and Pulavan, all this shirim feel. Avan Sakadaitach, beans, Elaima Kashiroka Pulavan. It's the same size as a Pulavan. So Man Shamalay Damar Boser in Smadar Lo. Boser, which is more mature than Smadar. It says, Boser is already Asur. Who's that? Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yossi said Smadar is already a pre. Uktani Sharkol Enot Mishiot Siyu, which means they're already Asur Mishvit. And that's Rabbanan. So nobody says it has to be fully mature to be a pre, which means it should be a Shomer Lepri earlier on. So what's the rule of Shomer Lepri? It has to be a Shomer, which means if you take the Shomer away, it dies. Here, if you take away the Kafres, the Avion will not die, unlike the Nates for the Rimon. The Nates for Rimon, the Yavish Rimon, the Shakla, the Pircha, the Bitita, the Kaim Bitita. So here was actually a story that happened. They took the Nates off of the Rimon, that thing that's around the top, and it dried out. And they took the fruit of the caper bush and away, and the caper bush did not die out. So you see that the relationship is not the same. The protector of the, that which protects the Rimon really is a protector, and therefore, if it's taken away, the Rimon is going to die. And that's why it's defined as Shomer Lepri. So Shomer Lepri is now, not defined as when it's around, whether on the bush or off the bush, at the beginning, at the end, but rather it's how vital it is to the existence of the continued existence of the pre. Okay, pause at this point. We'll pick it up with an analysis of pilpel and several other kinds of foods in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.